The Cost of Freedom, a Marvel fic written and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Glenn didn't mean for it to happen. That doesn't mean he isn't glad it did. Or, Loki goes one step too far, hurts Clint one too many times, and pays the ultimate price for it. Their life. Just shut up! Clint yelled, pushing Loki away from him. He saw the taller figure stumble back from the unexpected force. They tripped over the edge of the carpet, falling backwards and landing motionlessly on the edge of the coffee table. Clint didn't even realize what had happened for a moment until he realized the other wasn't getting up or even moving anymore. Adrenaline was rushing through his veins, making him forget the pain of his fresh bruises and the taste of blood from his split lip. For a moment longer, he simply stared at the unconscious figure on the ground. Fuck. He muttered, scrambling for what to do until some kind of instinct kicked in and made him kneel on the ground next to Loki. He felt for their pulse, cursing again when he couldn't find it, neither on their neck nor their wrist, and there was no sign of breathing either. Fuck. Clint was sitting on the ground next to the lifeless body of his partner for a moment longer. The adrenaline in his body was vanishing again, making room for pain and for sheer, irrational panic. Clint cried, the tears burning in a cut on his cheek, and his ragged breathing made his chest strain against his too old and too tight binder. It took him another minute to gather himself enough to decide on his next move. Still barely able to breathe, Clint pulled out his phone from his pocket and called the first contact that came to mind. Clint? Bucky's voice on the other end of the line sounded confused and even a little worried before Clint had even said a single word. Why are you calling? Is everything all right? It's Loki, Clint muttered, wiping at his face with his free hand and wincing when he hit one of the bruises. Fucking asshole, Bucky muttered, and there was a shuffling of clothes in the background as they presumably stood up. What did they do this time? Not them, Clint sniffled, starting to cry again and barely managing to get words out anymore. Me. Hey, doll. Bucky sighed, and there was another shuffle of fabric and then a door falling closed. Take a deep breath for me, okay? I'm coming over. No, Bucky, you can't! Clint gasped, jumping to his feet but not knowing why as soon as he stood. I don't care what they do to me. I will get you out of there, and if I have to kill them. Bucky growled, and the car door slammed shut in the background. It's too late for that. Clint scoffed quietly, not actually expecting Bucky to hear it. But Bucky was not the one with the bad hearing between them, so of course they heard it. Clint, what happened? They insisted, and there was a clicking in the line before their phone connected with their car's Bluetooth. They hit me, and... Clint started, but he was crying too much to continue any further. Clint, are you safe? Bucky asked when they realized he wouldn't get any more words out anytime soon. Yes. Clint's panic turned into something close to mania, and he started laughing without even knowing why, still staring at the motionless body at his feet. Stay on the line, okay? Bucky's voice was soft and caring, and it felt so wrong that he was the one his friend worried about. I'll be there in a few. For the rest of the drive, Bucky kept softly assuring Clint, even if he didn't manage to get any more real words out. Bucky simply told him that they would figure something out, no matter what had happened. It took less than 10 minutes until Bucky unlocked the door with the spare key they had insisted on getting after the first time they found Clint trying to hide injuries from them after Loki had broken his consent. Hey, doll. Bucky moved across the room but stopped in the middle as soon as their gaze fell on Loki on the floor. They froze for a moment, then looked between Clint and his partner for another before closing the distance to Clint with a few more quick steps. Come here. They breathed into Clint's hair and pulled him against them with mismatched arms. Breathe. It'll be okay. I killed them, Buck! Clint cried as soon as Bucky's warmth seeped through his clothes and his body understood what was happening. Clint, he hurt you. Bucky disagreed. It was self-defense. And who's going to believe that? Clint asked quietly, looking at Bucky with tears in his eyes. Everybody who sees what you look like. Bucky sighed, carefully wiping away the tears that were still clinging to Clint's cheeks. You look horrible. Honestly, it's a miracle that they didn't get you before you could get them. I killed them, Bucky, Clint repeated, burying his face in Becky's shirt and not even caring that it hurt his bruises and battered face even more than it did already. Sweetheart, you didn't mean to. Bucky ran their human hand into his hair and softly supported him with the other arm around his waist. And you didn't have a choice, either. I will make sure everyone understands that. Clint was crying again, but he also nodded against Bucky. It was a small gesture that barely got lost between them, but it was enough that Bucky knew he understood. I'm going to call 911 now, Bucky explained. They're going to send an ambulance, and they're going to send police. We will explain everything to them, and I won't leave your side. That's your right. Clint nodded again and looked at Bucky with fear in his expression. We're also going to call Matt. He's your lawyer. He will help you, and we will protect you, Bucky promised. I'm scared, Clint admitted after a moment of silence. I know. Bucky softly cupped his face again. But you're safe now. He won't hurt you again.